Thank you for calling customer support. This is Rachel. How can I help you? Thank you for calling.
My name is Darren Hopkins, and I was on a website for concealed carry, and the name of the operation was that showed up on my bank account was Online Direct Training. Is that you guys?
Well, we are a third-party call center. So if you have completed a process on a website, I would need to get information pulled up in order to further assist.
Okay, well, my name is Darren Hopkins, DarenHopkins.
Okay, all right, thank
the
you.
The email I used was djh659@gmail.com.
Okay, just one moment, please. All right, I'm still accessing information. All right, Mr. Hopkins, for security purposes, please verify your address.
Yes, 2683 Evans Circle, Southwest in Charlotte, North Carolina, 28470.
All right, thank you so much, sir. You've already provided the email, but I just get your information pulled up. So if you could please provide that email again.
Okay, so D as in Darren, J as in James, H as in Hopkins, 659@gmail.com.
Okay, thank you so much. And please verify your phone number, please.
910-393-8899.
Okay, thank you so much. And is the number that you've called us on a good number to reach you on in case we get disconnected?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, thank you for that information. So I've gotten your account located showing your first and last name, your address, email, and phone number. And it does show that you did process an online or request or completed online training course there the training course, and it does show the digital certificate. Let's see if that's all that it includes. Just one moment, please. Shows as package. All right, I guess it's the way it's written. It just showed the digital CCW package here for $69.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And how is it that I can just wanted to confirm that.
During the process, I downloaded the application.
Okay.
And it didn't save. And I can't get back to the website that I was originally on. And I don't know how to follow up and engage this process at this point. That's why I'm calling. I mean, they've already extracted the money from my account, but I've received no confirmation from them or no information from them about how to proceed.
Okay. All right. Well, I can assist with that. As well as the certificate that you download and the application, you're supposed to also receive, I believe, a receipt. But I can give you steps, and also I can give you, I believe, the website here. One moment, please. Get back to the page. All right. One moment, please.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So since you've downloaded the application, you didn't mention that you've downloaded the certificate. That shows the...
Well, it was an application is all I got. And when I looked at it and enclosed it and went back to the website, something glitched and I lost that. And plus, when I downloaded the application, it didn't save. It's not in my download directory or on my phone or anything. I mean, I don't have any information. I went to onlinedirecttraining.com and it looks like I have to like go through an entire process again and maybe repay a fee and stuff, and I'm not interested in doing that. I mean, they've already taken the money. I just want to know how to proceed forward at this point. I mean, because I have nowhere to go. I have no information on how to proceed forward.
Okay, well, I can assist with
you
that.
Know, the application, I did notice when I was reading through everything, the application is actually going to be mailed off to New Jersey.
No, sir. This application will be mailed to New Hampshire. This one will be going to New Hampshire
okay.
State Police. I can provide you with the full
okay.
address. But you're supposed to download and print the certificate as well as the application. So if you're not able to find that, then we can get that resent to your email that you did verify here.
Okay. Yeah, I'm gonna need to get all of it back because I ended up by time it was said and done, I lost everything.
Okay.
I mean, the only thing I was able to download was an application. I mean, there was no mention of a certificate. I hadn't even gotten that far yet.
Okay.
You know, I haven't did the online course, you know, or nothing. I mean, I just started this process maybe an hour ago, and I was waiting for this. Some time to go by to make sure that, I mean, I know they've already taken money, but I wanted to make sure that the information had cycled in the system. So when I made this call, I mean, somebody would know what I was talking about. You know what I mean?
Okay. Yeah. With you completing the process, you've done everything. The training course is pretty short. So for the questions that you've been asked, that was the process. So let me
really
get through here. I guess let me go through the steps first. But you're not
okay.
only do you, so you said that in the email that was sent to you, it's supposed to be an email that was sent. Did you said that something didn't say.
I haven't received any email.
Okay.
Right. I didn't get an email. Well, I was on a website and I was going through the process of actually just getting involved.
Okay.
And during that process, you know, I paid the fee and it asked me some questions. There was a download button for the application. So I hit download and it downloaded the application. The application opened up and I went back to the website to proceed forward, and it just nothing happened. I mean, it just kept wanting to recycle and re-download the application, and it never went anywhere else.
Okay. Well, no worries at all. Let me just get the correct info here. This one is the one that I need. Okay. Reship. No, I don't need a reshipment. I'm sorry, sir, if you can allow me just a moment.
Oh, take your time.
Correct.
I mean, I'm out of work and I'm single. I live alone and there's nobody here. So,
okay, let me do the next one here. That's not what I want. Okay, now that's the same request. Okay, just in two different places. All right, let me back up here. Because as well as when you download the application, there's also a checklist page that has a list of the items that you need, but I can certainly.
Yeah, it was do the application, come up with a certified check, money order, or a bank draft of some kind, and then make sure that the envelope is stamped. That's the checklist that I saw.
You remember pretty well. So did you download it?
I downloaded the app, but it didn't save.
Okay.
So I don't have the app.
I gotcha. Okay.
And I haven't even got to the point where I can even download a certificate. So that's not even a question at this point. I mean, I still have to do the training course.
Okay. Let's see. Right, so that is. Excuse me. Sorry about that. Let me put my name in. Right, and put in your name. I'm sorry about the delay. I was just trying to make sure I had the correct form there.
Yeah, the state could have been New Hampshire. I know. I just looked at it briefly because I wanted to get back to the site before it timed out. But
yeah, it's New Hampshire. Let's see. All right. So once again, your email. Let me make the page larger here. Is the letter D, JH659@gmail.com.
Yes, ma'am. Yes,
and
ma'am.
Order number here. Okay, yep, you need an email sent. Let's see. Please resend a certificate and application. Application packet. Okay, email is correct. All right, so let me get the steps here. All right, so I'm putting in the request for that. So if you would please allow 2 to 4 hours to receive that to your email. I believe that's all it takes.
What am I going to receive?
The certificate is being resent, as well as the application packet, which includes your checklist page. And once you receive that email, the first thing you'll do is download, and you can print the certificate. After that, you complete your application form, and it's DSSP, as in Papa, 260.
Okay, DSSP 260.
That is correct, yes, sir. And then
what's this number?
That's the number of the application. That's the application form number. So I'm not, let's see. I could click it and it would tell me. Well, what it looks like here. Let's see, there's one, two. Well, it's only two pages, but that's just the number of the application form.
Okay.
All right. So then you complete your money order or cashier's check. You send that in the amount of $100 payable to the State of New Hampshire Treasurer. And then number 4 is, of course, your self-addressed stamped envelope, which is made out to New Hampshire State Police, which is abbreviated NH, State Police. That's the return address. I'm sorry. I wasn't clear. And that's permits and license for the second line. The third line is unit 33. Or is this 3B? I'm sorry. One moment, please. That is unit 33. Hazen, Hazen Drive.
Okay, spell that again. H
Z as in zebra, EN Drive.
A Hazen
Right, Hazen
Drive.
Drive.
Okay.
And that is in Concord, CONCORD, New Hampshire. 03305.
Okay. Got that.
All right, Serna, that's the return
I got that
address.
all. I got all
Okay, well,
that.
good for you. Okay. All right, so you can mail that in. You don't have to worry about taking it anywhere. We're a 24/7 call center. And the permit, once they get that mailed out to you, it's valid for 5 years. And that is it.
Sounds pretty easy.
Yeah, it's not a bad process at all.
Now, do you know how many states this covers?
There is pardon me, there's a reciprocity in over half the country. I don't have the number of states, but let me,
Right.
I can get you the.
Yeah, they're getting pretty extensive with their coverage on it. A lot of the states are even doing away with it completely, so. But
Okay.
I live in North Carolina, and I'm not quite sure. I think they still require one, and I'm an assistant manager, and I carry a large sum of money daily.
Okay.
So I don't live in a bad area, but you never know what's going to happen, so.
Okay.
And it's better than getting arrested for having an illegal firearm.
It's better to get arrested for having an illegal one.
No, it's better than getting arrested for
Okay.
being illegal.
Okay, I'm
Yeah.
sorry. I misunderstood.
I'd
I'm
rather have
sorry.
all my ducks in a row than get caught.
Okay, so let's see. Okay, I've looked all around the bottom there. Okay, now I wouldn't be able to provide you with the number of states, but of course you can go to the website.
Yeah.
And now it is www.rushconcealed.com/states.
www. What? Now, what was that now? www. Dot what?
Dot rush, RUSH, concealed, CONCEALED.com. And then the slash mark that like leans to the right and the word states.
Yeah.
Pardon me.
That works for me.
Yes, sir. And it has a list of states there and it's constantly being updated. And I didn't look to see when the last
Well,
date.
that pretty much that resolves that issue.
Yes, sir. All
Well,
right.
if there's nothing else, I guess I can let you go and I wait for this email to arrive and I can proceed.
Yes, sir. And we are a 24/7 call center if you have any additional questions or any additional concerns.
Okay, then. Thank you kindly.
You are welcome, sir, and thank you for calling customer support.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.